muted until you start seeing him go across the platform.
I'm a part of the Fellowship of the Unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God is
level,
my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Turn around off. All of you who are in the studio viewing audience, please silence your phones effectively so that there'll be no unwarranted interruptions of the following broadcast. Now we declare in the mighty name of Jesus that you are going to have an amazing, amazing, amazing time tonight. We're going right back into the Word of God. We're going to be doing absolutely everything we always do. And we encourage you to continually press into the things of God, because everything in the relationship with the Father is about desire. Everything. Did you ever notice that?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't force himself on nobody. Mm-hmm. Nobody, nobody, nobody. You better go one more level downage. And we better go one more level sideways. Now that we've got the downage and the sideage done, I believe we're probably ready to rock and roll.
All right.
Are you ready to rock and roll?
I am ready to rock and roll.
I declare over this night the blessing of the Lord.
Amen. This makes rich. And there's no sorrow with it. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 6, 7, 11. I don't know if that's how you count, but, you know. Good evening, Facebook.
Hello, hello.
Good evening, community of faith. Good evening, Facebook. Oh, goodness, sakes alive.
I still haven't gotten the notification. I'll just hunt you down.
There we go.
There you are, all alive and well.
That's the most interesting thing. And there goes the video.
What? It ended?
No, just...
Oh.
It's the most interesting thing because it sends it and then it puts it way down in the list.
Uh-huh.
Behind someone's notification from 2 hours ago.
Oh, I had to do that before my personal page.
What's cool is here we is, and there we are, and how are you? Got to send a few of these out to the folks that love us and that we love. I wonder if I should send it to all the spammers that spam me this week. Dan Collins watching. We got that. The hand claps working, the hand raise working, the praise working, the hearts working, and the emoticons are working. Got it. That department is alive and well and working.
A bunch in there.
Brother Dan Cotto, welcome. Where do you hail from today? Or just a regular storm. It doesn't have to be hail. We call you blessed. Going to be a good night tonight. Does anybody know if this is Friday or Saturday? I feel like I'm on Friday all day. I mean, on Saturday. See, I don't even know what I feel.
See,
here's the thing. Don't trust your feelings because you might even be in the wrong day trusting your feelings.
Yeah, because I really was still stuck in Thursday. Wow.
Today has been Friday, 28 May, all day long. All day long. And guess what? We are going to have a great time tonight.
Amen.
Great time. We were reading the parable of this. Brother Dan's good where he is. That's cool. Beautiful day here. Absolutely beautiful day here. Some of you guys that are of the biker community, you need to come out here because out here when they go riding, you'll have an Enduro in there and a BMW and a Harley and a dirt bike and a four-wheeler. They'll all be out riding together. It's like it's like the most amazing thing you've ever seen. It's like yesterday morning we were coming back from recording the video at the memorial, and here comes a string of traffic on their way to work. You know, up and they stop at the light. Well, the third vehicle back was a four-wheeler. He's just sitting in traffic. He's got his stuff on. He's on his way to work. He's on his way to work riding his four-wheel. Now, there's nothing wrong with that necessarily. It's just a little different. But they call them things APVs or something. What do they call them? Them dune buggy looking things.
Yeah.
Whatever they are. They drive them everywhere around here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In fact, we got one guy that he drives by here every day. I don't know if he even owns a car. I think that's all he owns is one of them little go-kart things.
Yeah, because you see him go all over with it.
But it's got doors on it, so he rides it in the winter. He rides it in the summer. And welcome, everyone. Glad to see everyone here with us tonight. Amen. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. So if you see your neighbors, hug them. Even the ones that you got to look across the fence at, and you never get to see their face, like Wilson, you know. If that's the case and that's the kind of neighbor you got, you might consider another city. No. Thank God for coffee. How many of you glad you got coffee? I'm glad I got coffee.
Sometimes.
Well, for all of you that are praying every day for God to bless the community of faith, working every day, doing what you can, believing God with us, thank you for being a part of what's going on here, because it is really, really interesting and really just absolutely amazing what God is doing. We continually see people showing up, and then it's like they get free and they get blessed. And they enter in, and then they just enter in and enter in and enter in and keep entering in and keep entering in and keep entering in. And, you know, it's what Jesus said and did with his disciples. And the answer is just enter in. He's going to always be there.
I am ready for YouTube.
Now, you know, Mary Pastor Rick's with us.
Hello.
Mary, I didn't get your email finished, but I didn't forget about it either. I didn't. So, thanks for being with us. I actually, when you asked those questions, I was like, well, I better give this just a little bit prayer and a little bit more concentration and a little bit more prayer so that we can make those answers not just the religious answers, but truly enter into understanding of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Physically, well, that's a good word. I like it. But I'm in the lag somewhere because I'm not quite sure what it means. Don't you love being in the lag? Not necessarily. I like to be right caught up with where everybody else is. But sometimes you just get caught in that lag. And you just wonder, why am I here? Oh, that's why I ask. All right, then. All righty, then. YouTube is up and going. Audrey Van Gessel, how are you tonight? Velma Osborne Welch, welcome. We're glad to have all y'all with us. I am mentally in left field somewhere. All right, somebody grab the gator, the John Deere gator, and go out and get Mary. She's out in left field.
We'll bring you back.
Wait, the cool thing about being in left field in this group, we'll just come get you. Hey, Sunday guys with us. Welcome, Sunday. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, Velma. after wrestling with the internet and the computer, I did not get you a list of an email yet, Velma, but I got it working on it, so we'll get it over to you. Here comes Roger Oxley. Good evening. Roger said, my phone is half working.
Oh, no. What happened to the other half, Roger?
You just have to message me. Still having a problem with FaceTube and yearbook. But I can still hear your preaching. Isn't that something? May all the fallen rest in peace, all who serve and all of our public servants. Amen, brother. Amen.
And thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service, Roger. And Audrey Van Gess, she says hi to everyone. This is interesting how tonight's going. Got a different start than what we've ever had, but hey, don't worry about it. It's all good. You still listen to the message. Isn't that interesting how that has happened like that? Christopher Timmer's with us. Brother Christopher, we welcome you, and we thank you for being here and being a part. Give us an update, brother. Be in and out all night. I like the sounds of that. Thank you, Sunday guys. You're welcome. I like the sound of you being in and out all night, Chris, because that means you're up and about, running around,
yeah,
casting out demons, healing the sick, raising the dead, starting to do transfers. All right. Not sure what that means, but it must mean something good because you're talking about it. We call you blessed tonight, brother. Good word. This word tonight is, in your patience, possess your soul.
Wow.
In your patience, possess your relationship with the Father. That's very interesting. Those, I prayed with two nurses and gave a testimony to three. Well, hallelujah. It's about time you started doing something spiritual.
You do that just about every day.
I mean, we can't have you just sitting around doing nothing here. You're my man of God. Hey, Audrey, back high. I hear. Big praise God is so good. Tony, my husband and my son, joking, had a big picture. They shook hands and are going to respect each other.
Hallelujah.
That deserves a shofar. What is happening to me? I have lost my lip. Thank you, Jesus.
It's just tired, that's all.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for that testimony. Happy, happy, happy amen to that. Praise the Lord God Almighty and all goodness sakes alive. Now, watch this. We give glory to God, and I declare that everybody here right now catches this and sees it. Because we've been praying for God to bring an infallible proof.
Yep, there it is.
Because we don't know what to do. But the Holy Spirit knows what to do. And when we pray in the Spirit and ask Him for an infallible proof, He does things you and I can't see.
Yeah.
Say this with me. My sheep
hear
my voice.
Yeah.
And the voice of a stranger.
And the voice of a stranger.
They will not follow.
They will not follow.
Now, we declare that over every one of you. And here's the revelation. You ain't my sheep. You are the sheep of the good shepherd, the Lord Jesus. And you hear his voice, and not one voice of a stranger will you follow. They'll sound weird. They'll sound off. It won't be right. But also that means these people were praying for them to have an infallible proof. Guess what happens? They out glory or summon. Mary, Pastor Rick, there is hope for your family, ma'am.
There is.
There is hope and life and joy and peace in the mighty name of Jesus.
This is repeating.
This is repeating. This is repeating. This is repeating. This is repeating. Can you tell if I'm repeating or if it's repeating? Sister Belma, huh, you got Mikey and Claire and Joy with you tonight? Thank you, Lord, for having Mikey and Claire and Joy with us tonight. And Joy and Mikey and Claire with us tonight. You guys got a dog or a cat or anything? We forgot to ask you that. I always like to know who all's watching, not just the humans, but the furballs too. Because that way I can tell them to straighten up and behave. Well, I got a cat over there. Charlie, straighten up. How's things in the Sunday world tonight? And did anybody see the pictures from Brother Dave last night? He was trying to sell me a car. And
did he send pictures?
I know, that's what I'm asking. Did anybody get to see the pictures anywhere?
I did not
see the pictures. So Brother Dave, if you clicketh upon us, I need pictures, dude. What if I'm the guy that's supposed to buy your car from you? Isn't that something? I got stuff happening everywhere here, man. It's amazing. We got one cat and four dogs.
I think you need one more cat just so it has.
I think you need more dogs, and then you won't have to worry about that cat. Because in the animal world, dogs rule and cats drool.
It's quite the opposite.
Oh, it's not quite the opposite.
It is. It really is.
That's not tell Sam I took a nap today because it might get repeated and all will think I'm lazy. Mary, the last thing we think, oh, wait, that was Phyllis. No, who said that? That was Mary. Happened to me a couple nights ago, so I called up on the Blog Talk radio number and listened to the whole service. Works pretty good, doesn't it, Phyllis? All right, Al Barton's with us. Get to worship with you all tonight. And, yeah, I have a little man. I got a cat. All right. We got two cats and four dogs so far. We have a cat and a dog, so three cats and five dogs. We're doing pretty good here. But we do not want the cats to end up ruling. Everyone is on my bed. Now, there's an experience right there.
Yeah, it is.
I remember those days as a kid. Hey, look at here. Roger made it over here where we are. Don't know if you are receiving my comments. Yes, we are, Roger. My cell phone is not working at 100%, maybe 50. That's okay. The veteran group here has a 24 vigil at Resurrection Memorial. Wow, that's a beautiful memorial, brother. I've been there. That's cool, man. Go and be a part of that. It'll be a blessing. Wow. Wow, that's always a good experience. I picked up a new car for me. It's a 2011 Impala.
Oh, that's what they
my son can drive my 2008 Impala to work. And I don't need to bring him and pick him up anymore. Praise God. Amen. 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 Yes, God is good. Amen. Amen. Praise God. See, that's what I'm talking about right there. The blessing of the Lord that makes... Now, listen. All the way from Audrey getting a new car to Sister Velma having everybody in bed with her. Now that's an interesting deal right there. Now, the kids, that's
it
cool.
It can be like a picnic.
But, I mean, I don't know about them four dogs and a cat. Now, that's a different story.
And some popcorn and some chips and chips.
Yeah, if that was me, I'd have some of the dog would be chasing off the bed, yeah?
Popcorn.
I'd be having a laser for that cat to chase. Hey, wait. I don't hate cats at all. I have one. He's a good old buzzard. I mean, cat.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Wow. Well... Guys, it's 25 minutes after. We might as well get ourselves started. Head on in for tonight. Remind you that tomorrow and Monday, there will be no noon prayer. Tomorrow and Monday, we have the ability to spend your time with your family. We will have question and answer session tomorrow night on Saturday night. Likewise, do Saturday Night Live. And then... On Monday night, I don't know yet. I'm still working on it inside my own head and spirit. But the idea is you have a good weekend with your family, whatever you're doing. More than likely, we're going to go live and just take you with us wherever we go just because we like to do that. And we'd like to have you with us. So if you see us go live and you got the ability to pop in for mute. I have a feeling that God can snatch you up by your shoestrings and straighten you out better than any of us mortals. None of us would even notice. That's good. That's really good, fellas. That's really good. I have a feeling. God has the ability to snatch you up by your shoestrings and straighten you up better than any of us mortals have the ability to do. That's a good statement. I'm not sure if she's caught in the lag, if she's live, but it doesn't matter. That's a good statement.
It is.
I keep copying these statements like this because I like them.
Mm-hmm.
I got a whole note in my phone. I'm humbled. Look, Elaine said it. I'm humbled for the privilege to be ministered to by Pastor Samuel and Ann. They are sanctified, certified, crazy friends. So I have a question for you. Are you one of them sanctified, certified, crazy friends? Because we are. It's raining like crazy in North Carolina. Wow. Just go outside, Velma, and point at the rain and say, get to North Dakota.
There you go.
Because we need it. I'm still studying the weather patterns and telling them to bend and move so they can just cover our state, covers South Dakota and Wyoming, Montana. Let's have a bumper crop no matter what the enemy tried to do last year. Let's have a bumper crop this year. Amen.
Amen.
Now, just in case you guys aren't friends with Sister Gwen on Facebook, she posted today that Cedar Point is paying $20 an hour.
Yeah.
Free room and board, free meals, and a sign-on bonus if you're looking for a summer job in the sun. Now,
that would be a fun job.
Now, I that's what I said. I had a lot of fun summer jobs. $20 an hour to work at an amusement park? That's pretty good money.
It is. With free room and board. And what is the sign-on bonus? Like $500?
And a $500 sign-on bonus. So, you know, if you're sitting around wondering what to do, just keep looking because people are needing help. If you've got any kind of railroad, oil field, equipment experience at all, there is a job for you in North Dakota right now. Right now. And I don't know what they're paying for sign-on bonuses, but they got money. If you don't like the cold and you're an oil field person, Texas is hiring like crazy right now. And if you're a pipeliner and you do pipeline and welding, get down here by Watford, North Dakota, they're probably going to be paying some really, 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 really big bucks. I would rather be at Mackinac Island.
I always wanted to work
now,
Al,
you might check because they might not have carriage drivers, and that'd be a good job for you.
Yeah, I always have wanted to work there.
$3 an hour to be a carriage driver, free room and board at the Grand Hotel. That's good. You kind of got to get a Jamaican talk, though, because a lot of them are Jamaicans that are up there.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But it don't matter. It literally, it's just everywhere you go. People are sitting down, which is the design of this thing, to get them to just stay home and become dependent upon the United States government. Now, you guys ready? We almost started, and then we got talking about money again. What a slow-paced ride. Job, Al. You never know. White Castle is paying $15 an hour. Just to get some workers. Whatever you do, don't give up your $25 an hour job that's solid and go take one of these summer jobs that ain't solid. All right, let's use some wisdom here. Well,
that's kind of what they always paid out here. I know Arby's, when they were hiring, was $18 an hour, and that was a couple of years ago.
Money is the root of all evil. Well, the love of it is the root of all evil. That's for sure. Jesus said those who trust in their riches. God wants us all to have riches that we can pump into the kingdom of God. I keep telling you, we got an account already set up that we need to get $150,000 in. So all the extra money you don't need, send it our way. Get some employees hired to help us get this work done and get this thing going even more amazing than what God's doing right now. And man, is he giving us a plan.
Several
plans. And all of it includes taking care of God's people and being a blessing in Jesus' mighty name. Can you imagine? You get the climax, the ages of all time. And we have a ministry where everybody full-time in the ministry.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
What a perfect.
I mean, somebody new shows up on Community of Faith. You need a job? Yeah. We got opening for 10 more. Come to work for the church.
Yeah.
Wait. Not only does the Community of Faith tithe, but you tithe. That's double tithe. Tithe, quadruple tithe. That means everything we got so far amazingly protected from Almighty God, the devil just stands there dazed. He can't do nothing. Woo!
Been working that awesome presence all day.
Dr. Barclay always said, the worst day in the ministry is always better than any day out working for the world.
Yeah.
Now, your mission field is that world. You're going to say, that's my place, and that's where I got to be. And that'll fulfill everything about your life. But the revelation is this. Thank God for the opportunity. Now we've talked another 6 minutes talking. We love to talk to you guys. You guys are great conversationals. We are. It is Friday, May the 28th. And we are now going to rise and make the Pledge of Allegiance, honor our fallen and wounded, and then have the angels singing in the background. And then we'll get into the Word of God for this evening. Here we go. Brenda, Your Honor, make our pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who have paid the last full measure of devotion, those at one point in their life, on that dotted line, said, I will protect and defend. It's in honor of those who bear the scars of battle in their spirit, in their soul, and in their body. And we ask that you, in this moment of silence, bow your head in silent honor of their service to this country. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. The moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. And now, let's pray for the United States of America, as we do every time we come here. God and Father of every warrior down through American history, on this day and every day, we, the people of God, stand in great faith and great unity, and the great determination to be found in you, working with you, working through you, and you working through us in the mighty name of Jesus. As we pray these prayers that you have given us to pray, we declare, may your spirit move through us right now and strengthen and establish and bless and help the United States of America. Thank you, Lord, that there's brave men and women who are willing to give of their lives, even to the point that they laid them down, fighting an evil enemy so that we can have freedom. And Lord, we love those people tonight. You said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God, and we bless them. Lord, for the men and women of God all over this world, every believer, we bless you. Everybody say it. Every believer, we bless you.
Every believer, we
bless you. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we hook off. We hook our faith right now and connect our arms, our shoulders, our hands with the men and women from around the world, and we declare We walk with God tonight and stand in agreement with God, and we see your work done. Thy will be done on this earth, regardless of what anybody says, unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. We give you glory and honor and praise for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, thank you that from the very foundation, when the pilgrims came across on the Mayflower, they said, we commit this action to Almighty God and ask for your benevolent care. All the way through the history of the United States of America, we prayed. And we, the community of faith right now, we stand in faith right now and we declare, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you're our lawgiver. You're the judge. You're our king. And you are stopping us right here, right now, today. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, Lord, protect every good politician to be good. Deliver them from the foolish and the ignorant men. Deliver us from foolish and ignorant men. Deliver our ministries and gospel leaders from foolish and ignorant men. And everybody say, Lord, open my eyes so I can see the foolish and the ignorant men. And stay away from them today. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, the Secret Service, Special Forces. We bless them all today. And we declare our police, our sheriffs, everybody, all of the protectors are protected. Everyone who has served throughout the history of this nation. And today, our retired, they're a veteran. In Jesus' name, healing and health and strength. Not another day of sorrow. Not another day of confusion. Amen. Not another day of loneliness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right here, right now. In Jesus' mighty name. You know, we're going to make our confessions here. The prayer of the Eagle. And our patriotic, the word of the patriot. But as I'm praying, every time I'm praying, I see a picture of America filled with great strength. Uncle Sam's muscles just bulge. Lady Liberty standing in all of her dignity and authority. And I see it. That means you and I get to see God do a mighty work.
Yes.
Right here, right now. And even though the news and all that stuff says whatever they're saying, don't listen to it. Around this world, 24 hours a day, God's got a prayer network that's going that can't be stopped. And the enemy can do nothing to stop it. You can't stop. If we don't stop praying, there's nothing he can do. Because he can't get a foot in. He can't give it. Did you get that? Because I was really getting it in there. Take a cup of coffee, settle myself down a little bit, and let's make this declaration together about the isms. Communism, socialism, feminism, modernism, all a bunch of weaknesses that man concocted. Racism, We don't have racism in this nation except amongst the bunch of fools that they control people so they get rich.
Yeah.
It's the only place there's racism. That's the only place. Amongst us good loving people, we don't care who you are. Our troops don't care. They don't care what nation you're from if you're going to stand and salute that flag. And the same thing in the kingdom of God. You ready?
Yep.
Here we go. To all the isms,
it is
impossible for you to destroy the United States of America.
Right.
Sorry. I'm sorry. My words jumped, and then I got to find the words again. That's just how that goes. All right? God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. And we declare that every weapon you have formed against us back on you now. And every pit you have dug, you fall into it yourself immediately. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Psalm 144:14. Our enemies will not invade our land. There will be no breach in our walls.
These
are the walls we are building. The walls of
righteousness.
Thank you, Father. And now, the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. Here's you and I in great service to this great nation. Declare it with us. Father, help us the living dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from the honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. And we highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain, and that this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. And this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. And now, we thank you, and let's all sing. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And who died, who gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless USA. Now, for those of you that maybe have not been enjoying the wonderful music we've been singing and worshiping every afternoon, and you'd like to get hooked up bit for your supper music. It's a little different every night, but it's in a Facebook messenger thread that is called the Tent of Meeting. And God is preparing us for a tent of meeting. He'll have us go and do. And I've been just saying, Lord, give us good worship music to learn and to grow in and develop. And my goodness, he sent us some really great revival music. Today, we had about 10 songs of America, and they were really good. What it is, you send one link into your messenger thread. If you click on that YouTube link, then it'll play however many songs. Well, there's 20, I think there's 35 songs in there. So if you listen to the whole thing, you'll hear all 35 of those songs that's in there. But we always just, I've been having the, our praise time is from 5 and 6, 1 hour of it. And then we usually just let the TV just play it in the background. So if you're not a part of that thread, you can be. Make sure you let me know to get you connected so you have the ability to enjoy that music. And what are you doing, Pastor? Well, it's preparing our hearts for the work he's given us to do. What is it doing? It's teaching us a bunch of revival, entering in songs. Now, when we show up together in the tent, everybody will know the songs. They're all probably new to most of us, but we'll all know the songs, and all of us will be able to sing the same songs together. How cool is that? And what are we doing? We're learning it a little bit at a time while you're making supper, you know, cutting up the onion, the mushrooms, and putting the pineapple on your pizza, and, you know.
Nobody does.
Oh, yeah, pineapple on pizza is a wonderful thing. And, you know, putting mushrooms in your cornflakes and everything, you know, it's a good thing to do.
Ew.
If you're not a part of this program, that thread, make sure you let me know and we'll get you connected. Now, I'll say one more thing about that. I don't just automatically put you in because I would just soon you ask as me put you in and then you jump out. I don't like that. I like to give you what you want to be a part of and then you're enjoying it and I'm enjoying it and everything works right in God.
Yeah, we don't
want to
force anybody into anything.
We don't do that. Say it with me. My sheep
hear my voice.
Who is it that is making that statement?
Jesus.
Jesus' sheep hears his voice and the voice of a stranger they won't follow because they don't even sound like it. Might sound religious, might sound whatever. However, it won't sound like his voice. Why? Because Jesus. This has you in the body where he wants you. And that's your place of life and strength and health. Al Barton, I agree with you. It is the only way to eat pizza. Extra cheese and pineapple with your ham or your bacon. It's good with bacon, too. It is. Don't look at me with those skeptical eyes like that. Please pray for us. We have a great divide between the two desks. Is it pineapple or no pineapple?
No pineapple.
And right now the pineapple's winning. Because on my pizza last night, there was pineapple. Of course, on her pizza, there was none. Now, we encourage you to be a part of everything that we got going here. And if you're someone that's sitting around saying, Pastor, I got some time. Well, you got something I can do? Yes. Yes, 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 and double yes. We got lots to do. And it's real simple to do. Yep, the Canadians are back on. I like that. Wait, are you talking stupidism in the prayer?
Yeah, we find stupidism too. We are canceling stupidism.
Now listen. That one doesn't need a trumpet or a shofar. That one needs the gong. Gong. That's good, man. Wow. That's good. Well, terrorism is in it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of the isms that are included in that. And I thought maybe you were saying the Canadians are back on, brother. I don't think you can get across this border up here yet, can you?
I don't know.
I don't think you can up here. But anyways, let's think about this with the isms. We've got 2 minutes. Usually an ism is a philosophy of men. The majority of times an ism is the philosophy of men minus God. They think between themselves as men, they can handle all the issues of life and the problems of life.
They're wrong.
And they're wrong. And then they do it, it's demonically lit, so that they can get rid of God. It's not that they don't want you to have God. They don't want you to be able to speak about God because it causes them to be judged when you do. That's right out of Romans chapter 1. And probably somewhere in John and Judges and Joshua. Who knows? I was trying to get that out. And that's why we speak to that every day, twice a day, that thing bows, because when we bind it, then God has the ability for you and I, the kingdom of God, to function in great power and authority. And Jesus' mighty name. Now, one more minute. Remember this? Before 8 o'clock.
What happens at 8?
8 o'clock.
Oh. We were having fireworks or something at 8 or what? What happens at 8?
Could you open that window? Because it's like really hot over here. Please. Thank you. Beautiful. Beautiful breeze.
You need the fan?
It's just a beautiful breeze, as long as the other window's open where you can get suction. Is it? All right. We welcome you. Those of you who are, you really feel like this is a place where God puts you, and this is your body, and I'm your pastor. This is a place where you can tithe, you can sow seed, you can be a blessing. We're thinking about it today. We have a lot of different places where seed can be sown that can help us do the work of the ministry if you want to sow seed here. A lot of people sow seed so they reap a harvest. And then God says, I want you to sow a seed over there. Like, well, I don't know what to put money toward. And then people are not apt to just say, I'm just going to send you money. But we always have the need for more equipment. And some other processes here. And then, of course, our internet and all of that that goes with it that we have to pay for. That's all just a part of it. And we're buying wires and stuff like that all the time because this is putting the equipment to the test 5.5 hours live a day. But it's okay. That's what we do. And that's just part of what it takes to do the ministry here. And you keep praying for us. We just keep doing what God gives us to do, and you do what He gives you to do. And when all of us obey the voice of the Good Shepherd, say, I got to obey the voice of the Good Shepherd. And you might not even know how to discern that voice right now. But that's okay. If you stick around those who do, then all of a sudden you begin to discern that same voice, and it becomes a blessing to you and to your lives. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, are we ready? I keep looking up and seeing Al's post that says bacon. And I'm almost to the point where I can taste it.
Say, you like some bacon.
We've had pizza about 3 days in a row now, but I'm thinking I need a pizza with bacon on it.
I was going to say, because people keep talking about pizza, and then we want it.
and we went to the memorial up there in Ray today, And we were going to go back and make another video. And while we're sitting there waiting for the phone to catch up and charge and everything, we walked in the gas station and they had really good pizza in there, man. That was... So we had a bit of pizza today. And it was gas station pizza, and it was good.
It
wasn't expensive. How do you figure that out?
Yeah, it was like $10, wasn't it, for a full pizza? Yeah.
So here we are. We have spent this week, we have covered some territory this week. And to encourage you, if you have any day serious about this, this is one of the most important things that you can learn as you come here, because we are spread out around the whole world. We don't all get in a building together. So this is the place of our community, is right in front of this camera. All right? Now, anything I teach, think about this. That you say, what are you saying, Pastor? Put it in an email. It was cool because last night when the program was done, somebody sent an email saying, Pastor, explain this to me. And, you know, I'll have some Dr. Pepper in that one. And I spent half the night making an email back to him. And then I didn't get it sent to you. I didn't get it sent to you because I got looking at it saying, I'm going to sleep now, and I better not send this till morning when I'm thinking right. But why are you saying it? Well, because if we were in a church building, you'd grab us and say, hey, why do we say this and this about this doctrine? Well, here's why we do it. And so here, shoot me a text, shoot me an email. You don't get that question going, why is Pastor saying that continually? Well, don't wonder, no. Don't wonder, no, why I'm saying it. Because I will be glad to share with you exactly why I'm saying it and help answer the question. Here's what we've learned as people ask questions here. We have learned that question is now going to be the same question somebody else is asking, and you asking it is going to help their question to be answered also. And it just makes all of us that more effective in what we're saying and doing. And I think what God's doing amongst us right here, right now, is the most absolutely amazing wowness I've ever seen. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, last night we read the parable of the sower in Matthew and in Mark and a couple other verses. Tonight, we're going to do the same thing. And we're going to read out of, hold on here. I get the right date. Where'd we go? We're going to read out of Luke chapter 21. And then we're going to go to Mark, the parable of the sower. And then we're all going to have pineapple on our turkey. On our pizza. All right. And let the word of God give us great solidity and strength tonight. And let Jesus himself do the talking. Tackling, not talking. Uh-oh, I better see what Mary's tackling here. Mary said she's tackling. That is what I was saying, binding stupidism. Yes, amen. Tackling, tackling. All right. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Luke 21, verses 10 through 19. Say this with me. In your patience, possess your relationship with God. Ready? Let's say it again.
Hallelujah.
In my patience.
Possess my relationship with the Father.
He wants to be one with you. He wants to be one with me. Amazing thought. When you get this revelation down in here, that the greatest father that could ever be, which is God our Father, wants you to be one with him. Now listen, when you first start out, you're not. You love him. He loves you. You want what he is and who he is, but you ain't one with him at the beginning. Why? Because you still got too much humanness. Still got too much humanness. And God is going to help you break that humanness off a little at a time, or some people a lot at a time. I know, I've known quite a few brothers, but I know a brother that was smoking and drinking heavy when he came to God. In the matter of a month, it was gone, just gone forever, just gone. Why? God filled his heart, and all of that stuff had no place in his life anymore. No place, no desire.
It's so amazing when that happens. It doesn't always happen.
Now, well, Pastor, is that just a special person? No. No, it's a person that just absolutely gave themselves completely and fully to 24/7, God wide open. And the revelation of who God is filled all that part of the life. And then what happens is, literally what happens, is you literally get so full of God, there's no room for anything of this human flesh. Now, you and I begin to back off of God and begin to add the things of the flesh back on us. Well, then that stuff will be there. But I'm full of God. There's no desire for the things of this world.
Yeah.
And it's not even a challenge to you anymore. Is it around you? Yeah. Yeah. But what, it's like, I don't want nothing to do with that. I have the beautiful righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Why do I want any of that? You just wouldn't want. Because it's not a part of you at all anymore. Here we go. Luke 21. In my patience, possess my soul, or my relationship with Almighty God. Ready? Let's make our confession. It is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what it says.
I believe what it says.
I am what it says.
I am what it says.
I go do what it tells me to do.
I do what it tells me to do.
Today I will be taught the word of God. And it will change my life. Because that's what it's designed to do. I receive it as a seed. That is producing a hundredfold and more. In my life.
In
Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen. Let's pray. Father, we humble our hearts to your holy word. We willingly submit ourselves to the word of God. And Jesus, we ask that you speak to us tonight. Lord, you're going to use my voice, and you're going to use their voice, their fingers as they type, their thumbs. We say, use us, Lord, right here. Right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, that the greatest name we will lift up tonight is the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The greatest power we will lift up tonight is the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that in the inside of us, we receive such supernatural strength that weakness will never have another effect on us, another day of our lives, because of the revelation of your holy word in our lives, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, somebody shout glory.
Glory! Glory!
Luke 21:10. No, let's go to 7. Who did this? Who put these notes? Did you put these notes in here? Why would you do that? Let's do 7. So they asked him, they said, teacher, but what? Sister Leanne is now going to read the verses for tonight.
Sunday's a shouting glory.
Go ahead, love. You can.
Give me a second here.
So they ask him, saying, teacher, when will these things be? And what will be the sign? No. And what sign will there be when these things are about to take place? He said, take heed that no one deceive you. What is going to be the greatest sign of Jesus coming back in this day? Deception. It's going to be rampant everywhere. There's a great deception on Facebook right now. Like about 50 of them. Because you can make a post and you can share your feelings and you can speak your stupid. And there'll be people that will agree with it. And they'll get themselves included in it. Say with, do not be deceived. We have so much technology going here tonight. It is amazing. Sister Leanne's granddaughter is graduating tonight, so they're having communication. So if you hear the phone ring in and you hear her talking in the background, she's not being disrespectful. But I ask goofy one. Nah, you got good questions, man. Here we go. Many will come in my name saying, I am he. And the time has drawn near. Therefore, do not go after them. But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified. Look at what he said. Do not be terrified. I don't know about you, but I've said some things lately where I had to check myself and say, wait a minute, I will not be afraid. There's no reason to be afraid here. Jesus just said it. Hi, Rebecca Smith. Love you. Haven't seen you yet tonight. There you are. For these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately. So you're going to hear wars and rumors of war. You're going to see people rising against people. And the greatest thing we're going to see in the end is deception. This whole mandemic is the biggest deception that has ever hit this earth. And these political leaders fell left and right to it and forced us all into this. And most of us said that you might have forced us once, but you ain't ever forcing us again. Keep reading. Nation will rise against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes in various places and famines and pestilences. There will be fearful signs and great wonders from heaven. What happened a while back I saw happen in a Russian city somewhere. It was, they heard the sound of trumpets blowing, and they saw its great huge streaks of light, something like that, and they actually recorded it. Signs that were going on in the heavens. You and I are going to continually see more and more of them. Every time we see them, this is a good time to say to your neighbor, did you see that? And then they say, no. And then they say, what does it mean? It means he's coming soon. Get right with him now. Greatest opportunity to preach the gospel is right now. Here we go. 12. All these things, before all these things, they'll lay their hands on you, persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons. You will be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. All right? But it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. Don't fail to give your testimony. All right? Therefore, settle it in your hearts not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. How many of you are getting fired up in this set of verses? You mean I get ready to speak something and nobody can oppose it? Yeah. Yeah. Some of you, it won't be anything except just your testimony. But that's all right. Don't hesitate to get it. And you got friends that's like, man, this world's going to crazy. Just look at them and say, are you right with God? You might say, be that bold pastor? Yeah. As soon as somebody says this world's going crazy, that person is right for the kingdom of God right there. Why? Because the world is going crazy. Listen, earth that we're on is going crazy. That's why the earth is shaking, earthquakes are happening in all the world. Why? Because even the earth is saying, we are done with this wickedness and the violence. Can you imagine how much violence this earth puts up with on its soil every single day? Every single day? 42 earthquakes in the last day around the world. 42 of them. Now, most of them are not major earthquakes, right? But the idea is they're being measured. And you can go right to the American Geological Society, which is what I just did. We're talking. And I got the number sitting right there in front of me, 42 today. 42 earthquakes today. When people say, man, this thing's going, yeah, say, just look at them, say yes, and then in your patience, possess your soul. Are you ready to see Jesus? He's coming. Now, wait, Rebecca, you said that people are hearing trumpets all over the world? Is that what she said?
Yes. Yeah. And you can hear the trumpets in the sky all over the world.
How many people in this last 6 months have we talked to that's been hearing trumpets? We probably had 4 or 5 people that said they hear trumpets on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. And shofars.
Pastor, what does it mean? It means get ready.
We could be having community of faith in the sky tomorrow night.
It means before this program is over. It means the trumpet could sound and we could be gone right now. Right now. That's why don't shy away from a conversation with your family about the end times. Don't do it. You might say, yeah, but Pastor, I don't know everything. You don't have to know everything. When they start freaking out, just tell them, listen. Let's solve it right now by getting you right with God. It's not church. It's not religion. It's not a denomination. It's not an indoctrination. It is just simply you being right with God. How many of you saw my Facebook storyline that had the picture of the flag? And it said, this flag flies between somebody because somebody fell at him. Well, somebody is where I sent that. Somebody said, well, don't be pushing your God down by my throat. And I'm going to go back on there and say it. I'm not pushing God down anybody's throat. All those men, when they died, they prayed to God. I'm just calling on the same God they did. And if you get yourself offended at it, well, then go hide somewhere. You're going to speak your curse words about God. I'm going to speak your righteous words about God.
Amen.
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 After effect from eating pineapple on pipa. Tongue-tied. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Anybody know what verse we're on? Look at Look at verse 16. This verse right here just freaks me right out. And there's another one just like it. Wait, it doesn't freak me out. It just says, can you see what's coming? You will be betrayed. You will be betrayed. Even by parents and brothers, relatives and friends, and they will put some people to death in their betrayal.
And they'll convince people that it's the right thing to do.
And I've heard of some of the craziest, the most confusing divorces I've ever seen. People that you just thought was just in most perfect position. And then you got one person just standing there just bewildered, like, does anybody have any idea what train just drove over top of me? Why? Look at what it says. You will be betrayed. And Jesus doesn't say it here, but, and woe to the person through whom the betrayal happens.
Yeah.
Just don't let it be you and don't be offended. Amen?
Yeah.
Say it. I'm a minister of reconciliation.
I'm a minister of reconciliation.
And that is to everybody, anywhere, at all times.
Yeah.
Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
Yeah.
Love doesn't freak out even though it stands there and shakes its head like, what is wrong with you? Oh, yeah, Mary. That, back about 2012 in Alberta, Canada, they were hearing some serious sounds. People ran right out of their houses and recorded it. And if you just search it up on YouTube, not while we're having the program, just search it up on YouTube, you can hear them. And you can see the look in people's face because it's a sound that no human can make. The one I listened to in Alberta was like two huge ships grinding their metal. What it would sound like when two steel ships would just grind. Except the ships sounded like they were about 550 feet tall and about 18 miles long. And it was just, that's how loud that sound was. And it wasn't just whoop. It was a noise that literally caused people to run right out of their house with their cameras and their phones just recording, saying, my God, what is it? What is it? What is it? Can you imagine on the day of the rapture when that trumpet sounds, it says that everyone on earth will see Jesus.
Yeah.
Everyone on earth will see Jesus. And they're going to see all of us going. And it doesn't matter. You've got to be ready. You've got to be ready. You've got to be ready. And that's why none of this world matters. Time to scoot. Amen. Brother Mike. Brother Mike Tony. Bless you, brother. Love you. That is a really nice avatar you got, man. That's really something. I'm going to have to copy it. Go ahead.
That video that we watched of that with that pastor that had the sounds of the universe worshiping the Lord
in
Wales. And what, oh my goodness, what was that? That was amazing. But that sounds that go on all the time in the universe. It's just...
Yeah, well, that's another whole deal there that she's talking about. We are in Luke chapter 21. Now watch what it says. Verse 16. You will be betrayed even by parents. This verse is just amazing to me. And brothers, relatives and friends. And they will put some of you to death. And you'll be hated by all for my name's sake. Look at verse 18. But not a hair of your head shall be lost. You know what that means? Keep watching, because it's all growing back.
Amen.
And when it does, and as it does, it's going to be blonde. All right, I'm not going for this gray hair stuff. I'm having blonde. Amen. Now look at verse 19. By your patience, possess your souls. Everybody read it out loud with me. Verse 19. By your patience, possess your souls. By your patience, possess your soul. Now, in 2021, patience is not something that any of us have, except me. And I don't have any pride either. Look at what that verse is saying. In the middle of all this stuff, in your patience, possess your soul. You might say, Pastor, I don't have too much of that patience stuff. I know, because we all want it done right now. Put it in the microwave and cook it right now.
It is true.
We go to McDonald's and they get a hamburger, a fry, a shake, and an apple pie in a matter of 3 minutes. And when it's been 4 minutes, it's like, my God, did they think I was going to a sit-down restaurant somewhere? Now, you will never see the picture, but I had such long hair at one point, I actually had a perm.
Really?
That did not last long.
I'd be interested in seeing a picture of that.
Those were the days of hippie. Bless you, Shannon. Love you. Wow. Now, where was I trying to get to?
There you go. Amen.
Oh, in your patience, possess your soul. Now watch this. One of the challenges you and I face being a ministry of faith is we see our faith absolutely, absolutely change worlds, change people's lives. And then when we pray for somebody and it doesn't change, you're like, wow, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And you prayed the same prayer and you used the same words and bound and you loosed and you used Jesus' name and you prayed in the Holy Ghost and you find yourself in the middle of saying, what is going on? Now watch. Let's grab that verse real quick. That is what? Luke chapter 8. No, that's the parable of the sower.
What verse was
it? It's the verse that says these kind come out by prayer and fasting. Why could we not? They come down off the mountain. And Jesus said, this is not in my notes. I don't know if you can tell.
Matthew 17:21. Mark 9:29.
Yeah, Mark chapter 9. Let's go there. Last week, I was short.
The
We'll have to have another interpretation, Al. Because I'm kind of lost in the lag. Mark 9. And we're going to start with verse 14 and read down through 29. All right? But before we read, say this. In my patience, I have to possess my soul. One of the toughest things we got to do is have patience while God is training us. Mm-hmm. Have you ever got along with God, close the door, and like, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. We got to go, we got to go, we got to go, we got to go. And God's like, don't defile my presence, your impatience. You were short-tempered. Oh. No, that's not like you, Al. You're like usually the calmest, coolest, collected cucumber in the bunch. Now, let's look at Mark 9. I want you to see this. At the beginning of the chapter, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John, goes to the top of the mountain, is transfigured in front of them. They see Jesus and Moses and Elijah. All right? They come down from that experience, and they can't cast the demon out of this boy. Say this with me. In my patience.
In my patience.
Possess my soul.
Possess my soul.
I was studying this today in a message. And the reality of something that's in this is just powerful. Ready? Watch. Here we go. When he came to the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them and scribes disputing with them. Immediately when they saw him, all the people were greatly amazed, running to him and greeted him. Look what it says. And they turned and left the disciples and ran to Jesus. When he asked the scribes, "What are you discussing with them?" his disciples. One of the crowd answered and said, "Sure, I brought you my son, who has a mute spirit." Not a cute spirit. A mute, demonic spirit making him mute. All right? "And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not." And he answered and said to them, "Faithless generation." Say this, faithless.
Faithless.
Jesus solves the whole problem right there. Dan Cotto, welcome. Good to see you, man. Watch. "How long will I be with you? How long will I bear with you? Bring him here to me." And they brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him. And he fell on the ground, and he wallowed, foaming at the mouth. So he asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" He said, "From childhood, 22. Often it's thrown him into the fire, into the water to destroy him. If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "Well, if you can believe." Couple ifs there, wasn't there? "All things are possible to him who believes." How many things? All things are possible to him who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus saw that the people came running together. He rebuked the unclean spirit, saying, "Deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more."
And there it went.
As soon as I said that, I saw this. The spirit of infirmity known as autism. I command you to come out of them. And enter them no more. Wow, there is power flowing right now.
Amen.
Dane, Amanda, Miracle Man, Joey, Owen, and Missy and Breton, and Mike and Sylvia, and JJ Ten. Enter him no more.
No more.
Them. Wow. 26. The spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, came out of him, and he became as one that was dead, and they said he's dead, and Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him up, and he arose. When he come into the house, his disciples said privately, why could we not cast it out? And he said to him, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. This is the revelation that the Father showed me with that verse we just read. What is prayer and fasting? Prayer and fasting is in your patience, possess your soul. When you fast, what do? You tell your body, no, you be quiet. I don't need to eat right now. No, I'm not going to turn on the news right now. No, I'm not watching any programs right now. What are you doing? In your patience, you are possessing your soul.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to see something. These disciples had already been out two by two in their own cities, had such marvelous victories in their own cities. They came back into Jesus. Jesus, even the demons are subject to us. That's the same disciples that can't cast this devil out right here. And look at what Jesus said in verse 19. You faithless generation, how long will I be with you? What? He didn't say, you fastless generation. He said, you faithless generation. This is what the guy said today. They were probably blowing a shofar. They probably anointed him with oil. They probably wrapped a prayer shawl around him. Probably bound, loose, cast, spoke Jesus' name. They probably called on the Father, the Spirit. They probably used Elijah, Moses. They tried everything that they had normally done, and it had not come out. Wait a minute. I want you to see something about this story. The people had confidence in the disciples that they could cast him out, because when Jesus showed up, they were all standing there looking at the disciples like, well, you've done it before. Why aren't you doing it now? Somebody say, thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
For your revelation tonight.
Your revelation tonight. Amen. Julian
Mama. Julian and Mama is here. Woo! It is a great revelation. Aren't you glad we listened to the Holy Spirit? Wait. These are guys that had already gone into their own villages, two by two, cast out demons, healed the sick, raised the dead, freely receive, freely give. That's what Jesus said in Matthew 10 when he sent them out. And they did it.
And they did it.
And guess where we're at now? They ain't didn't it anymore right here. Well, but Pastor, why? Listen, in your patience, possess your soul. You know what that means? That means you get a hold of you, and you cause you to do right and do good and do honestly and do justly and stay in the presence till you get the answer.
Amen.
Now watch. Not a coin machine. Put in a coin, and out comes the answer. Now, we've all been in places where, bam, people just got miraculously have an answer. They don't seem like they have any faith. right? I mean, it's like Brother Mike with the Bibles. He bought a Bible in a bag, put it in there, bought some stuff. That was his faith. He used his faith. Bam. And the lady comes in and says, two Bibles, you know? It's like, well, where was the faith in all of that? It was all over it, but here's the thing. In your patience, possess your soul. What's your soul? Your mind, your will, and your emotion. What is the only thing that's ever going to give you trouble and any day the rest of your life? Your own mind, your own will, power, and your own emotions, your own desires. What did Jesus say in the parable of the sower? What did he say it was that choked word? The thorns choke the word, but what are the thorns? The deceitfulness of riches, the desire for other things, and the cares of the world. And what is the cares of the world going to be the most to you? Your mind, your will, your emotions. Wait, ready for this? Nobody be offended. Your feelings. And I got my feelings hurt. In the greatest Elmer Fudd talk you can do. Wait. We've all had our feelings hurt, even me. And even you. And what did Jesus say? In them verses that we read, they're going to betray you. They're going to put some of you to death. It's going to be your own brother and sister and mom. Your dad, a dad going to put his son to death? That's what that verse said. And then he said, but you won't lose any hair in the process. Do we have something?
Oh my goodness.
Wait a minute. That's good, Rebecca. Watch this now. See, guys, our greatest challenge is our own feelings, your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's what's going on the inside of you. And God, let me grab that. Let's go. What is it? Mark 10, 11. Where is it? Where it's like it says, I saw heaven. I saw Satan fall like lightning. I'm in the wrong again. Luke.
Yep.
Luke 10. There, not Mark. All right. Look up. The 70 return with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. And scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now watch this. In Luke 10, Jesus sends him out. All right. I think we're about ready to laugh, Rebecca. It's getting really deep in here. But wait, I want you to see this picture. Because where we are in Luke, it says, in your patience, possess your soul. You ever get chomping at the bit saying, God, hurry up and do this? And then you get alone with God all by yourself and you're like, why aren't you doing this? Well, I don't recommend that. Can I get an amen from anybody? Yeah, no, I don't recommend that. I don't recommend that you look at God and say, why haven't you got this done already? No. Don't do that. But wait. You. Mary, Jesus is telling us to possess our souls, and we're not evil. We're covered by his blood. We're not.
It just means getting control of yourself.
All right. I had the Kathleen Ever the other night. She had so much possession over her own soul. I said, come out, you foul Leanne.
It was that refusal to eat dinner that made her feel so bad. Pineapple on my feet, wasn't it?
No, watch. Woo, glory be to God. What is the point, Pastor? The point is this. Those disciples, at the point where Jesus was transfigured, they'd already come back saying, check this out. Look what we did. And you know how Peter and John, they're at it all the time. Peter's like, I know better than you, John. You ain't got nothing, but I did. Let me tell you what I did. Cast out demons, healed the sick. There was one guy laying on the ground, and I just spoke. He jumped right up. How about you, John? Did you do that? Because, wait, there's a point over here in one of these stories where they were arguing who was the greatest in the kingdom. I'm really doing my best to get this done, all right? Let's try it again. What was Jesus? Did you got that verse? Can you find that verse for me?
What verse? Oh, my goodness.
That one I was just talking about.
I don't know. Oh, Lord.
Well, what one was it? I don't know. Wasn't you paying attention?
No. Mary said it needs refreshing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll look it up.
Oh, that's really good. There's your laugh, Rebecca. All right, now, here's what it is. No idea what that is right there.
What is that?
It's like E.T. and he lost one of his tentacles.
You see a bunch of blue balls.
I have no idea what it is. So watch. Watch this. How can patience possess your soul? No. What Jesus said is you, Mary, in your patience, in other words, have some patience and possess yourself. The verse I'm looking up is who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
All right? Because you got to realize these guys are standing there. They are trying to cast that devils out, and they're not getting it done. And you got to know how it is. Peter's like, get out of the way, John. I'll do it. And John's like, I got this. Stay back, Peter. And why? Because they both have experience casting out demons. They both have experience raising the dead. And they did so good in their own strength that when they come back saying, dude, I got this, and then they can't cast out this demon, and what does Jesus say to them? This kind only comes out by prayer and fasting. Well, it's not food or the lack of food that beats the demon. Jesus already gave them power over the demon. Before they ever got to that place, they kept out demons, healed the sick, raised the dead, freely received, freely gave. So it's not the fact they got to give up food to beat the demon, because that's never the power that beats the demon. What do you have to do when you fast and pray? Sit down, be quiet, and listen. Wait, can you imagine the conversation? I'm surprised we don't see it here more than what we do. Can you imagine that conversation that night when they got alone with Jesus? Jesus looked at Peter and James and John and like, you guys just went to the top of the mountain with me. You just saw Elijah and Moses and me transfigured. You offered to build a tabernacle up there and... you can't cast out this demon? Can I tell you why? Yes, sir. Please tell us. Well, you got a big head and a big attitude because you all think you're bad. What did he say? This kind only is going to come out. What did Jesus, when he looked right at him, they said, why couldn't we? He said, you faithless generation. He didn't say fastless. Faithless.
Yeah.
So this is what this man of God was preaching today. He said, when you've tried everything that you've tried before, it don't work, and you're standing there going, would you look at that? Then what is it that's going on in your life? You got a big... it inside you that you got to get it out. And he's saying, you being able to do that is on the other side of that it that's on the inside of you. Let's get it out. Let's get it out. Whatever it is. Everybody's it is something different.
Yeah.
Could be fear. Could be poor self-image, could be offense. Jesus just said, as we read earlier, offense and deception are going to be the biggest things. And one of the things I see about that, as we've been doing what we're doing here, is patience is the greatest force to be able to see deception and confusion and offense. Patience is the best thing you got. And in that patience, speak the word, 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 speak the word. It doesn't matter where you are in your Christian life. Sooner or later, you're going to get all the surface stuff out of the way, and then God's going to be looking at you saying, and we got to get that out of you. And everybody's that is a different that. And the longer that stays, the longer it's... slows down progress.
And causes other stuff
to happen. In your patience, do what you know to do. Don't let anybody take you out of it. Keep God's plan functioning every single day of your life. Every single day of your life. You know. Have you ever said, that's it, I'm going to go be alone with God? And then you come out an hour later and you're like, I didn't let God say a word. And you go look back in the room and he's sitting there going, I was trying to talk to you, but I couldn't get a word in edgewise.
She'll dip it in chocolate for you, Mike, I'm sure.
Brother Mike, in your patience, possess your broccoli. All right, let's circle this wagon. Have somebody ask me a question about what I'm saying tonight, if I've totally confused you. There's about 14, 11 questions, and I feel like I've answered them all. But if I'm not, ask a question, because now, then all of us will be in good shape. Yes, broccoli is the tree of broom. B-R-O-O-M, not D-O-O-M. And if you just keep eating it long enough in front of him, sooner or later, he'll just go in, he might as well just eat this stuff and then whatever.
No, he's waiting for Jesus to come, so he doesn't
ever. Now, let's back up to the beginning again. We've been studying the parable of the sower throughout this week. So let's go to Mark chapter 4, and we'll close here. Verse 20 is where Okay, coffee's not working. Let's try the Dr. Pepper. Mike, you better have fasted and prayed for that one, right?
I agree with Marius for eating pineapple on your pizza.
Now, watch this. Mark 4:20. These are the ones sown on good ground. This with me. I choose to be good ground.
Wait,
everybody just type it in. I'm a type it in myself right now. I choose to be good ground. Somebody's trying to flood the comments there. I am. Watch this. Now these who are sown in the good ground, that's you and me, making a choice. Get the rocks out. That's the hard parts of your life that are still there trying to have an effect on you. I tell that story. All right. That's the thorns. Pull the thorns out. That's the cares of the world, deceitfulness of riches, the desire for the things of this earth. That's the daily cares of the world. And then the wayside, that's the hard dirt that you've just packed down hard. You got to get it tilled up. And all of it is our choice. Now, let me just say that. Jesus, help me. I saw myself being healed by God in a certain area of my life. I was working in Flint, Michigan for a landscaping company, and we were on the backside of Bishop Airport clearing all the little trees off the edge of the fence line. So there was a barrier around there was an open space around the fence line. Now watch this. Thank you, Sunday. I choose to be good ground. And there was this little crab apple tree, and I'd take the chainsaw, And I cut through it that way, and I cut through it that way, and I cut through it that way, and the thing wouldn't fall over, just sitting there looking at me. I'm like, that's impossible. And I'm down on the ground, and I grab the chainsaw, and I pull back. I cut, and I pull back. When I pulled back, I cut right above my knee on my leg. It cut through my Carhartts, cut through my jeans, and it snagged my leg. And to go to the hospital, I had to have 27 stitches, and I cut my leg, and it was a deep wound where you could actually see the bone, but I didn't cut the tendon or anything else. Now watch. So a year later, it's all healed up. I got a scar, and I'm back out jogging now because I like to run. I'm a runner. But I can only run about a mile. I can only jog about a mile, and then that knee locks up with such pain that literally I'm dragging my foot. And so what do I got? I got a pain in the knee I don't want. Evelyn Robinson, welcome. God bless you too, ma'am. It's good to have you with us tonight. We love you. Are you healed in your body, soul, and spirit? In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. The community of faith welcomes you abundantly, Evelyn Robinson. Now, so I have this friend that tells me he has been talking with a general, and the general wants me to come on a summer, whatever they call it, a summer training, whatever. They were going to Grayling for a summer training unit of the 82nd Airborne. And they wanted me to come and be a chaplain for him while we were there. And I'm like, are you kidding me? He goes, no, I got it all set up. So please get training so you can run. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, this is the 82nd Airborne. What do you mean, run? What am I going to have to do? He said, just carry a pack for 25, 30 miles a day, and a 40-pound pack. I'm like, did you realize what you just said to me? He goes, yeah. He goes, what, you chicken or something? I'm like, I'm not chicken. All right. So I said, what do I have to do to train? He goes, well, get you a backpack, throw 40 pounds in there, and start walking and get your muscles built. And he said, if you got a big hill somewhere, go there, climb the hill, and come back down, climb the hill, come back down, climb the hill, come back down, and do it and do it and do it and get yourself hardened down. I'm like, really? So I'm like, well, you know what? An opportunity. I felt like that was going to be a great opportunity for me. It really was going to be a great opportunity. So I finally get to where I'm carrying that pack, and it's not any big deal. I'm doing this probably about 8 or 10 miles a day. And one night I'm like, all right, I'm running. I'm going to run this hill down. It was 2 miles from the top of this hill to the top of that hill with a valley between. Run down the hill, run up the hill, run down the hill, run up the hill. I'm going to do it both ways, 4 miles. And I'm like, Lord, I can't run. My leg locks up. He said, I thought you were speaking, you're healed. I'm like, I am speaking, I'm healed. He said, then run through the pain. I'm like, what's that mean? He said, start running, and no matter what the pain does, you speak by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed, and the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives on the inside of you. Got a new verse to add now. And run through the pain. The pain's going to come. Run through it. It's a fake masked pain. I start the top of the hill. I'm running downhill, so that's a good thing. It's not like I'm going up, but it doesn't matter. You got to run through the pain. About a mile and a half into that run, my knee starts locking up, and it's severe. And I'm just yelling top of my lungs. Them people living in them houses probably hooting, like, in the name of Jesus, by his stripes, I'm healed. And I thought, well, if the pain's going to come and it's fake, I'm running through it.
Yeah.
So I began to sprint. And after about 100 yards, that pain left and has never been back.
Hallelujah.
Never. I've never had that pain another day in that leg. In your patience, possess your soul. You ready for this? Some of you have a big it. in here. It's a pain. Some of you got a pain in your neck. Sister Sherry had a neck surgery done. That was supposed to be it. Be healed. Be healed, Sister Sherry. Some of you have a pain in your heart from a loved one who did you wrong. We saw Jesus say, and dad are going to be their kids. You got to get over that. You got to get over it. Some of you have some of us, you have an inferiority complex where you feel inferior to everybody. You got to get over that. Some of you have just been mocked and made fun of throughout your life and it never stopped. You got to get over that. Wait, why are you saying we got to get over this, Pastor? Because whatever it is, it's going to stay in your way till you get past it, till you get past it. And guess who's the one that gets to pull it out of your life? You and Jesus. If you were raised in false doctrine, flush it and drive on. Because that's all the value it is. Dr. Lester Summerall, every living organism has a movement, flush. Keep moving. Why? Because don't let that stuff get in there and sit. Some of you might be like, Pastor, I don't have any idea how to deal with it. I can see what it is, but I don't know how to deal with it. Well, then get in touch with us. Privately. Do not do it publicly. Yeah. Well, are you afraid to help me publicly? No, there's no reason for anybody to know anything about you. Everybody here just needs to know you as a person of faith. Because that's what you are. And on the back side of this, we will help you put that thing, whatever it is. With no condemnation, with no fear, and you'll be free. That's why this week I spent so much time on that prescription meds. What, we had like 7 people come and say, I need to be free from prescription meds. Yeah. Well, Holy Spirit, all these people need to be free. I prayed a prayer, but I know it's more than a prayer that's going to help them. They've got to have the revelation of the word to match the prayer that I pray. Because when you walk away from the prayer, you got to have this word in your heart to match that prayer I gave. Otherwise, you have you have the opportunity to go back to it. Well, Pastor, didn't Jesus pray sometimes and some people just get absolutely free and never have to worry about it another day? Yep. Yep, they did. Many people, when it's physical healing, that happens and then they go back. Never have to worry about it. Some of these other things that we've given ourselves to over and over and over and over and over and over and over, there's great deliberation in it. That woman with the issue of blood, that thing for how many years? 12. Do not fight anything for 12 more years. Let's beat Jesus with the multitude and you with the hem of the garment and do it today. And the greatest thing that Leanne and I will be, you guys, is that encouraging voice that will never be condemning. Never. In any sense of the word. Because God wants you free more than you want to be free. Why? On the other side of that freedom, you walk into a place where there's nothing else that ever sticks to you again. And now the maturation, the maturity level of your life can grow. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I thought as a child. I understood as a child. I acted like a child. But when I became a man, when I became a mature believing son, I put away childish things. And what are you now? You are a mature, thinking adult. You will never go away. You will never go astray. You will never use any part of your Christian life to speak against someone else, ever to do anything to someone else, ever. You will never do that. Why? Because you have now become mature and you realize that everybody's fighting something, everybody's in something. Let me get my faith with you. Not only am I going to be free, I'm going to help everyone around me be free. And in patience, I am going to possess my soul. Now you listen to this. Everybody pay attention real quick. This is very important. Once you're born again and made a new creation and the old things have passed away, all things made new, he's made you into his righteousness. The only bad words that's going to come to you is from where? It's going to come from the enemy. Why? You can't come from your spirit. You've been made new. So what is every bad word coming at you? A fiery dart from the enemy. Say it with me. My sheep. Point at yourself. That's me. I am Jesus' sheep. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. We got so many comments coming down. We're going to be here till midnight already. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, you have. I'll have to sleep on it. Oh, that's cool. I do also, Pastor, but my ground is over-fertilized. Flush. What did Rebecca say? It would be stupid to sin or be foolish because of all that money in tithing. Wasted. What are you guys' problem out there? Oh, I get what you're saying, Rebecca. Yeah, you start messing with your own tie. That's serious. Won't do that. Anyways, I am really trying to circle this way and get us all ready. What is the point of this message? Jesus looked at the disciples who were experienced at casting out demons and said, time alone with the Father. He said it in the words of prayer and fasting, but he didn't say you need to be on a starvation diet. Prayer and fasting had to do with being alone with the Father in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I had a lot more verses, a lot more things. Well, let's do this. 21 through 26. He said to them, is a lamp brought to be put under a basket? No, under a bell. Put it in a lampstand. For there's nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor anything been kept secret, but it should come to light. Watch. That means it's not hidden from you. It's hidden for you. Say those words with me. Not hidden from me.
But for me.
If you want to, somebody type that in there. All right? If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. He said, take heed what you hear. Here comes that caution again from Jesus. Deception is everywhere. Take heed what you hear. What are you listening to? But with the same measure that you use to hear, it'll be measured to you. Again, and to him who has, he will have an abundance. For whoever has more will be given. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And then it said, 26, kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. Thank God for the seed of his word that we sow in their life. Now, I'm going to circle this wagon one more time and say it again. From the very beginning, the number one thing Jesus said is going to happen in the last day is deception. What is deception? A voice of someone that is not the shepherd speaking words that causes us to question the good shepherd and what he's saying to us. What else is deception? That's what it is. Whether it's wars and rumors of war, whether it's some fake snake oil salesman.
Yeah.
Amway, Avon, what was the other one there? Kirby Sweeper. God bless them all. All right. So, in everything, with the news, I was trying to name some, the news, something you read on Facebook, Instagram, or somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Those are all things that are going to try to silence the voice of the good shepherd.
Yeah.
All right? When that happens, you got to get alone with the good shepherd and say, I'm going to be quiet. Show me. Help me to get past me and shut all these voices up so that I can be who and what I'm supposed to be in the body. Woo! And it's going to take patience. If Jesus comes back tomorrow, you should be right in the middle of great faith and patience at the same time. Because Hebrews says, follow those who by faith and patience inherit the promise. And you'll be able to see them inheriting the promise right in front of your eyes. Follow them. Why? Because they're following him. Amen? Woo! How many of you are like me? Father, I speak it done. I want it right now. And he said, well, that's fine, but let's go through this process so we all learn this right here. Why? Because he wants to give that to you. But in order to give it to you, you got to grow and develop and build some more muscles, build some more understanding. Here's the cool thing about the community of faith. Everything we do here is faith. Everything we do here is mountain move. Everything we do here is be delivered in your spiritual mind and body. Everything we do here is that. So, this is a perfect place to grow and develop. And you got a shepherd and a Mrs. Shepherd. That knows the good shepherd. And we know we're just an under shepherd doing the work, caring for the folks he gives us care for. Say this with me. I am a sheep.
I hear his voice.
And the voice of a stranger I do not follow. And my life is free. In Jesus' mighty name. Ready? Say it again. I am good ground.
I am good ground.
No stones.
No stones.
No thorns. And no hard wayside dirt. I just produce 100-fold return. In Jesus' mighty name. I was making a recording of these today. I got a couple recordings I'm going to send you guys. You that are here, watch your Facebook Messenger for it. I'll just send it to you. In Luke 11, the parable of the sower, Luke doesn't give any other gradient in the harvest. Luke says, and the good ground produced 100-fold. He doesn't even say 60-fold and 30-fold. Luke just says, and your good ground produces 100-fold. That's very interesting. And Luke was a beloved physician. He was actually a doctor. Thank God that the good shepherd lives in here and is helping all of us function together properly and get his work done. It's just amazing what we do around here. Mm-hmm. Just don't have to be around those people who called your family substandard to theirs. No. 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 In your patience, possess your soul and your location. And don't be around them people.
Yeah.
Don't be around people like that. Love them.
From a distance.
Wait, hold on. Oh, geez, we just stepped into the creek again. Love them from a distance, but not out of anger, out of hatred, out of bitterness.
Right.
You cannot have any of that in your heart while you're staying away from them. Why? Because that ain't God.
Just out of guarding your heart.
Staying away is wise for somebody that's going to keep offending you.
Yes.
Jesus said, if they come back 7 times in one day and repent, you're to forgive them. Mm-hmm. Right? But if they come back 7 times tomorrow, the same thing, you might have to put a little distance there. No hatred, no anger, no bitterness, no offense, just distance. The distance that says, I love you, brother, but until you get a revelation about you, I'm going to take care of me. All right.
Amen.
So let's see. Have we circled the wagons enough times yet? The wagon train says there's so much dust, it's going to take an hour. Get all the dust out. You've been circling the wagon so long. Let's pray right now. Father, thank you for this revelation that you gave us tonight. When you said in your patience, possess your soul, you were telling us, to get alone with you, to get quiet, and to get your help. And to let you look inside. And to let the Holy Spirit of God blast away all weakness so there's nothing but strength left. And nobody even needs to know, like Phyllis said earlier. The Father knows how to pull you up by your shoestrings. Deal with the issues and put you back down, and nobody will ever even know you did it because we choose to be with you and to build that relationship of faith and patience on the inside of our lives. I love these people, Jesus. Thank you for these beautiful brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord, for the body of Christ that is standing alongside of us here. Thank you for helping us do your work. Your way. Thank you that the gates of hell does not prevail against
me.
We give you glory. And we give you honor. And we give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm in my spiritual teen years and still learning.
Yep.
That's good. That's good. Everybody really quick, grab the verses. They're in YouTube and Facebook. Get them in your notes. You got to get those verses, even if you screenshot them. Wait, Let me know when you're getting ready to screenshot, and I'll smile real big. Wait, peace. Let's get ready for communion now. Father, I love all these people. Thank you that you put such an amazing body together.
Yes.
Thank you that your revelation is not hidden from us, but it is hidden for us. Thank you that you promised you reward those who diligently seek you. And even if we're being impatient, you still love us. You still work with us. Your hand of strength and blessing is upon our life. And we give you glory. And give you honor, and we give you praise for that. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Did I miss any prayer request that anybody put in? Did I miss anybody's questions I didn't answer? Did we welcome everybody who showed up?
I believe so.
Is all of our work done except
I think we were on top of it.
All right, 1 Corinthians. And listen, all that while Sister Leanne was watching a graduation on her phone.
Yeah.
If you ever need multitasking done to the nth degree, just call us. We can usually get it done. Now, that is not a prideful statement, because pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. But we are pretty good most times with our deal. If you're looking for today's program from Lanoon noon prayer, we finally just deleted that and said, well, we appreciate all you guys being there with us, but there was so much inconsistencies with that, we just deleted it from them. So don't, if you're looking for it, that's why it's not there. We had the battery packs with us, and they both just empty. So it's all right. We just keep moving, and we got together, and we prayed, and we spoke the word of God, and that is what the answer is. You can tell Mary's a Pentecostal. I don't want nothing that's to me, Pastor. What's wrong with you?
If that makes it work for you.
All right, that's very good.
As long as you're not changing the meeting, you're good.
Patience will take ownership of your soul. My patience will take ownership of my soul. That's very good. Very good. Everyone interested? And the Mary Pastrick paraphrase of the Bible right here, she'll send you the chapters one at a time.
The Pastrick translation.
Laura Isabella, hi from Miami. Bless you, ma'am. We're getting ready to receive communion. Grab you some grape juice and some bread and receive communion with us. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. As often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup. And he said, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. And I got my verses all messed up. I was just going. Let a man examine himself. No. For, and let him eat the bread and the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Verse 18, their perfect love casts out fear and the torment that is with it. Verse 19, we love him because he first loved us in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless you, Belma. We love you. Bless you, Joy and Mikey and Claire. We love you guys. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus said. But the Holy Spirit said through John, love has been perfected among us in this. Love has been perfected. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. He's the head, and we're the hands and feet of the body. He's the body, we're the body. So as he is, so are we in this world. Was Jesus bound by anything? Did Jesus have any weakness? Did Jesus have any sickness? So guess what we get to see in our lives? No matter where we are right now, what Jesus is doing is absolutely setting every one of us free every single day, all day long. No condemnation. He's not forcing anybody into anything. He's just saying, look at all this freedom I got for you. Pastor, I don't even know what to do if I'm not bound anymore. Enjoy freedom. It's enjoyable to actually be free. It really is. And that's what this communion is all about. Now, verse 28 says, let a man examine himself, so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. That examining self verse says, pray the prayer of salvation, the prayer of rededication, and the prayer of just, hallelujah, I'm here. Glory be to God. Look what happens. We literally believe, God, that there will be a manifestation in your life right now, and you will experience the difference and the change on the inside of you as you receive these communion elements. That's why we want you to do it every night. Why? Because every time you do this, Jesus said the word often, and often means often. Yeah. Every time you do this, you literally are experiencing once again his redemptive work just washing all over you again. And in the name of Jesus, you experience that tonight. Right now, pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area.
In every area.
I know Jesus is the door to salvation.
I know Jesus is the door to salvation.
And I enter in tonight.
And I enter in tonight.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
And I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life, Lord.
And according to John chapter 1.
And according to John chapter 1.
You give me the power.
You give me the power.
To become a child of God.
Become a child of God.
And I thank you.
And I thank
you. Take your sins in a big pile and just dump them out and say, there's all my sins.
There is all my sins.
Purge it with your blood.
Purge it with your blood.
Put your hands out like this and say, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Washing me white as snow.
Washing me white as snow.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in
understand
power.
The word of God.
Understand
pray
God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and
language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray
this
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. Aren't you glad that whom the Son sets free is free indeed?
Amen. Yes, I am.
Ain't no other way around it. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And we thank you for it. That's the first time you prayed that prayer. Welcome to the family of God. You did it. You're here. You prayed the prayer. Jesus is now on the inside of you. And you have now been adopted into the family of God. In that one prayer, you went from darkness to light. You should have experienced it. You went from fear to faith. You should have experienced it. You literally went from your sin, which nobody on the face of the earth has ever had any power to be without Jesus, to his righteousness, which just fills every part of your life. And now, of course you beat him. And the Father said, adopt him into the family of God. I love it. They put my email address and website in there. You have the ability to contact us. I want to be your friend and help you walk with God. I've got 10 verses I want to get you. They're the 10 foundation verses of the Word of God that will bless your life and help you and strengthen you in ways you never knew. What are they? They're the very basis of the Word of God, what I was just teaching you. And you send me an email, I send you one. You send me another one, I send you one. Now, if you're like some of the believers around here this last week, they send me an email with 72 questions in it. So it'll take me a little bit to get an email back to you. But it's all right. One of our sisters sent me an email last night. I worked on it until 3:30 in the morning and finally said, you know, I should probably go to bed here. But it was good. What is it? Asking a question and getting that answer, that balance in your life from God Almighty. And we thank you for being a part of this. Coming back and be with us. We always receive communion every night. And this is an amazing body of Christ. A community of faith. No matter what you're facing, we're going to help you face it until we win. And we don't stop until we win. In Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Hold up your elements. Let's bless them. And we'll head on in. See the communion elements. Ready? Father, I bless these elements.
Father, I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement.
The chastisement.
For my peace.
For my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you.
And by your stripes,
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in today.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of understanding in everybody's life right now. We lift up the cup of blessing. Jesus, pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
And I am a new creation.
And I am a new creation.
All things have passed away.
All things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague
has to pass
over and cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly
to the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus, I overcome. By the blood of Jesus,
the accuser of the brethren
is cast down in my life. And there's no more condemnation. My conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be
the glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Let's receive the juice together. Jesus' blood shed in our lives. Now, as I told you last night, I want to sing that song we've been playing the last two nights by, what's her name?
Charity Gale.
Song about the blood. Powerful. It is proof you can actually write the Christian song and have all your doctrine right in the song. She's proven it. Glory be to God.
Yep.
So, here we go. Let's sing a song about the blood. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day will never lose its power. Well, guys, what a night. We did it. Good night. Sunday, love you. God bless you. Laura, Isabella, we bless you all the way from Miami. I don't always mess up people's names the first time they come and say something in the program, but hey, glad to have you with us. Hopefully you can be with us. Those of you that's been joining us on any of the platforms, please make sure you like it, love it, do something. Let us know you're there, because it gives us the ability to pray for you by name, and that's what we love to do. In the mighty name of Jesus. And be a blessing to you and blessing to your family. And, you know, God is doing a mighty work. And we thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for being our brothers and sisters. And thank you for helping us just help people. Just thank you for helping us help people. And thank you for all your prayers, all your faith. Anybody that shows up, you're speaking faith. We speak over you, Julian, right now, healing in the body. Thank God for that healing that we have spoken, that you've spoken, that you're believing. Mary Fernandez, we thank God for the healing that he gave you. Glory be to God. Kathy Angaroni, thank God for the healing in Joey. Sunday and Chris, thank God for healing in Dane, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the healing in Owen and Missy and Brenton and Sabia and JJ and JJ and Mike. Amanda and Miracle Man. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for victory in everybody's life tonight.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. My closing verse tonight, I'm going to go to the Phyllis verse. Jude verse 20 through 25. Beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourself in the love of God. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. On some have compassion, making a distinction. On others, save fear, pulling them out of the fire. Hating in the garment defiled by the flesh. 24. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly. That ain't the right word. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen. Amen. Check it out. Mary's from Singapore, and Julian and Bamala from Malaysia. Two neighbors right there on the other side of the world are with us today. We call you, oh, it's actually Saturday there, isn't it?
Yep.
God bless you guys. We love you. Thanks for being so much. We love you all. We love you guys too. And God richly bless you. And remember, tomorrow we won't have noon prayer. So be with your family doing something. Find a place in America somewhere where you can, in your local town, and find some place that you can be a blessing and get yourself. Would you just do what you're supposed to do, a crazy machine?
That doing?
Oh, it's just sitting there dragging.
Oh.
Because
everybody's catching right
now. Yep. Well, this is how it works. Till we see you again, this is what we say. We love you.
We love you.
And God,
God
loves,
you.
And Jesus is Lord. Now, that took care of